Hey everyone, and welcome back! I have to tell you, I'm genuinely excited about what's happening in Maharashtra right now. The state is proposing something called the Delta Act, and it's basically a groundbreaking new law designed to legally tokenize immovable property using blockchain technology. It feels like we're finally stepping into the future of real estate.
It's definitely a significant development. Directed by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, this initiative aims to establish India's very first formal regulatory structure for converting physical real estate into digital tokens. It's a bold move, and it's rooted in a very practical thesis. Blockchain can actually solve the chronic inefficiencies that have plagued the property market for decades. We're talking about severe illiquidity, mountains of paperwork, sky-high transaction costs, and a system that's historically too vulnerable to fraud.
Exactly. And I love how it actually works under the hood. Instead of dealing with dusty paper deeds, ownership rights are represented as digital tokens on a secure, decentralized ledger. Each of those tokens corresponds to a specific fraction of a property's value or rights. It's almost like breaking a massive, unmovable asset into manageable, tradable pieces.
Precisely. And that's where smart contracts come in. They automate the heavy lifting, handling ownership transfers, verifying titles, and even distributing rental income or capital gains automatically. Because blockchain records are immutable and publicly auditable, you drastically cut down on forged deeds, double selling, and those messy disputed claims. Buyers, sellers, and regulators can verify everything in real time.
That transparency is just a game changer. And when you break down the benefits, there are really four major pillars here. First off, it dramatically boosts market liquidity. By enabling fractional ownership, everyday investors can finally dip their toes into real estate without needing millions upfront. It opens the door for so many people who've been locked out of this market.
That's a crucial point. Second, it massively accelerates transactions. We're looking at potentially shrinking settlement times from weeks or even months down to just days, thanks to automated due diligence and instant title verification. Third, it minimizes fraud and legal disputes by creating tamper-proof ownership histories. And fourth, it expands global accessibility, letting domestic and international investors trade property stakes on compliant secondary markets without getting tangled in complex cross-border banking restrictions.
It sounds incredible, but I know nothing this big comes without hurdles. There are definitely some serious regulatory and technical challenges standing in the way. Real estate is incredibly heavily regulated, so Maharashtra will need to carefully align the Delta Act with national frameworks overseen by the RBI and the Ministry of Law and Justice.
Absolutely. On the technical side, the state has to establish rigorous cybersecurity standards, independent audit mechanisms, and clear dispute resolution protocols to protect investors and maintain public trust. Successful adoption won't just happen overnight. It will require comprehensive education for property owners, real estate professionals, and government officials, alongside carefully managed pilot programs to test the system's resilience before a statewide rollout.
But if they pull this off, imagine the ripple effect. The Delta Act could easily become a national model, triggering similar reforms across other Indian states. It aligns perfectly with India's broader strategy to build robust digital public infrastructure, complementing things like the account aggregator framework and the digital rupee. By integrating blockchain into tangible asset markets, India could really position itself as a global leader in Web3 adoption, attracting foreign investment and sparking huge innovation in fintech and proptech.
It truly represents a strategic shift. We're moving away from traditional fragmented property markets toward a transparent, liquid, and inclusive digital ecosystem. While regulatory coordination, security infrastructure, and public awareness remain critical challenges, Maharashtra's proactive approach shows exactly how targeted legislative innovation can modernize legacy industries.
I couldn't have said it better. It's a bold step forward, and it's genuinely inspiring to see how technology can breathe new life into such a traditional sector.
Agreed. If executed thoughtfully, property tokenization could very well transform real estate into one of the most dynamic and accessible asset classes of the next decade. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.